Speaking of fat media members, not a media member, but definitely famous in the local area here because he is Eric Young's The Voodoo Chef, and it is his segment, The Voodoo, that we do. Hello, Chef. How are you, pal?
What's going on, buddy? Will, you took a couple steps backwards tonight, just so you know, man.
What do you mean?
I was loving you. We're on fire, but then you threw out that V word.
Oh, I hate that word.
I know. I understand, and I'm the same way, but I've heard good things about this place, so I'm going to give it a try. But I'm with you. I understand.
You know, Will, let me educate you on the five food groups. Do you know the five food groups, buddy?
I've heard you say this before, but yeah, please do refresh me.
Mm-hmm. All right, you repeat after me. Butter?
Butter. Yep, I'm in.
Bacon?
Yeah. Bacon, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Caffeine?
Caffeine, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Carbs?
Yep.
Damn right.
And bourbon. And by bourbon, we mean Jack Daniels.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm not a Jack Daniels guy, but yes, I'm with you.
Oh, man, that's funny. Sounds good, though.
What's going on, gentlemen?
Oh, nothing. I'm all chubbed up now, you know, talking about all this stuff. I will say this. The last time somebody tried to give me vegan, I was in downtown St. Pete, and I was walking by some little ice cream shop, and this girl was standing in front of it, and she had, like, half her head shaved, and the other half was blue, and it was in dreadlocks, and then she had, like, her face was all pierced, like, it looked like somebody hit her in the face with a tackle box, right? And then she goes, "You want to try some vegan ice cream?" And I just, that's what I did, right in her face. I went, ugh, and I just walked away.
You should have asked her, who hurt her as a child and let her know that her daddy really does love her.
Oh, yeah, show me on your vegan menu where they hurt you, poor lady. Oh, she was young, too. She had to be like 18. Poor thing. You know, I wanted to say,
I got a lot of vegan friends. We're just joking.
My not me, man. Screw you guys. Bunch of idiots. I'll shove butter in your mouth while you're sleeping. I'm sorry. That's wrong. I apologize.
That's why you're my boy, Johnny.
Look, Oreos are vegan, okay? I don't hate all vegan stuff, all right?
So is Jack Daniels.
Hell yeah, baby.
Not really. It's made with corn mat. Well,
I don't know, man. I was married to somebody that turned vegan after, you know, we split up. And I saw a picture like a year later. I'm like, I don't know what she's eating, like whole trees. I have no idea what's happening because she was not losing weight on vegan.
Doritos are vegan. Does that tell you anything?
Oh, are they? Okay, that makes sense. And beer. Beer is vegan. Absolutely. So, Chef.
What's up, my man?
I don't know if you've been checking out the old Graham, but I've been doing some barbecue this week, so let's talk barbecue, pal. I was
absolutely, man.
I got all chubbed up earlier because I was I saw Adam Hodge was posting that he was over at Wild Oak with Felix, and I immediately sent Felix a Facebook friend request. Now we're officially pals.
Dude, you know, well, if you're really pals, you can't call him Felix.
Oh, what do you call him?
You got to call him Bubba.
Oh, I like that. That really makes the barbecue legit.
Absolutely.
Okay.
So Bubba is a class act. And
man, that's something you don't hear on this station very often.
But you're talking about Johnny being Voodoo Chef.
Oh, yeah, my bad.
But my boy Derek Wally is the pit master out there.
Oh, love Derek.
We talked about this a couple weeks ago. We were talking about getting the barbecue tour ready to go. We're going to go to Wild Oak.
That's right.
We're going to check out Derek and Bubba.
Yeah.
And then we're going to go up to Jazzy's.
Hell yeah.
And we're going to get a King of Kings with my boy Kalen.
Oh, yeah, girl.
Absolutely, man. Whenever you're ready.
Hold on one second. I got to do this right. And then what are we doing?
All right, so you ready?
Oh, hey,
Barbecue.
Tell me about, I don't mean to interrupt you.
No.
But the buzz I've been hearing lately is high society. Is that a barbecue? What is going on?
Society barbecue, buddy.
Oh, society. I got my ear to the grill all the time. So society barbecue. So, tell me what you know.
It's funny you say that. Chef Richard Hales is society barbecue.
What? He's here?
He's here, bro. He's also Sakaya Kitchen. He's also Blackbird. He's also Dim Sum.
I know what he is.
He has so many restaurants in Miami, but what everybody does, and you may have seen him on Bourdain's show, you may have seen him on Guy Fieri's show, you may have seen him on Beat Bobby Flay.
Jesus.
But what a lot of people don't know, he's a Tampa boy.
What?
Dude, Richard Hales and I went to high school together. He played left tackle. I played left guard, and the guy is a rock star. He just moved back to Tampa.
What?
And he bought Pop and Sons on Dale Mabry. I know you know Pop and Sons Diner.
Yeah, of course I do. Yes.
Yeah. He just bought Pop and Sons, and you know the class act that he is. He's going to leave at Pop and Sons and stay true to the owner's original concept.
Huh.
But he's also going to open Society Barbecue out of the same unit. And, dude, let me tell you, the guy can throw down.
Wow. Yeah, I saw this. It was in Creative Loathing. I saw a whole ad about him coming in and bringing in this new barbecue concept and all that. And I was like, whoa, I got to talk to Chef about this because this got me
hot. You know, it's really funny. We had him on the podcast. It dropped today.
Really?
Log on to VoodooChef.com and you can see the whole podcast. Yeah, he and I are boys, man. What's funny is, you know, we play pointless pop culture trivia every week.
Okay.
I brought in the whole offensive line from when we went to high school.
Wow.
To play against him in pop culture trivia. It was a great time.
By the way, look, if you love podcasts about food and fun and rock and roll, the Voodoo Chef podcast, make sure you download it.
And you know what's even funnier, Johnny? Next week, we've got Bubba from Wicked Oak along with Derek.
My God. When are you guys recording? Barbecue, can I come and maybe they'll bring barbecue and I'll just sit in the background and eat?
I'll tell you what, man. We'll record live. If you promise me you'll be there, I will do an on-site recording, and we'll eat while we're there.
If it's in the daytime, I am completely free right now because they didn't need me. Obviously, they got way too many dealers at the Sarasota Kennel Club, so
right,
they had to trim the fat.
You ready?
Yeah.
So it's the Voodoo Chef podcast combined with the Johnny Eats Everything podcast.
Ooh, and FTS. I'm sorry.
What's FTS?
That's the other podcast. You could figure out what the acronym stands for.
No, I can't. Because you know I'll say the word.
Right.
Dude, I've already drank half a bottle of Jack.
Oh, my God.
You don't want to go there.
I know. I'm leaning on the dump button like Richard Dawson's asking me questions right now.
You better hold on to it, man.
Okay.
Johnny, we missed you tonight, man. We've been jamming since 8 o'clock. You were supposed to be here.
Oh, man.
You're our lead singer. You weren't here.
That would have been great. That would have been wonderful. Man, that gig I did last week, I don't know if you saw any of the video or the photos from it, but it was like a rock show / comedy show, and then we collaborated, me and Dan Signor, at the end, and I did over an hour of just music, like just singing, and I hadn't done like anything like that in, God, 15, 20 years, and it was so much fun, and it really made me miss my old band days back in the day. So I was like, man, that was a blast.
Hey, Johnny, speaking of comedy and rock and roll.
Yeah.
You know we got Voodoo Valentine coming up.
If you consider less than a month, it is coming up on February 12th, if I'm not mistaken.
You're exactly right, and we've got the comedy of Johnny B paired with My Food.
I know, which is
but
rock
I don't
and
know
roll.
If you saw the most recent release.
No. What are you talking about?
We got the Kitchen Killers.
Oh yeah,
are going to be joining us live.
Those the dynamic guitar duo. Yeah,
absolutely. So I don't know why Johnny B and Voodoo Chef could not fit in for a song.
Yeah, what we do is you make them. You make a couple burgers for them. You have them go take a little meal break, and then we take over their whole setup.
I don't know if you knew this. The Commodore is a huge fan of old fashions.
Really.
Oh, I just throw the Commodore a couple old fashions.
No idea.
I sweep the leg, Johnny.
Uh-huh.
I take his guitar.
Oh, my God.
You know, Cobra Kai. Not that I watch that show. We're good to go.
I watched the whole third season in one day.
Me too, man.
So bad. I love it. I can't wait for season number 4. It's going to be a lot of fun. So what did you make for us this week? We're already sharing the video on the Johnny B Show page.
Well, dude, today was this whole month. We're featuring Woodford. So what we did this week, I did a little sous vide. I know you like the sous vide.
Yes,
I like the sous vide. I took some 1-inch pork chops.
Oh, yeah.
And I added an ounce of Voodoo Chef Mojo to the bag before I sucked out all the air and vacuum sealed.
Yeah.
So what that does is if you have your vacuum set right, it'll actually force a little bit of that mojo into your pork chop.
Yes.
And it, as it's cooking, it'll marinate and get that flavor throughout the entire pork chop.
Damn right. As a matter of fact, people use the vacuum seal in order to do a fast marinade when they don't have a whole lot of time because it will press that that marinade into the meat a little bit quicker. It'll penetrate a little
Absolutely.
Bit more. Yeah.
And, you know, little sidebar, one of my favorites. And just so you know, you're going to have to adjust your settings here a little bit. Watermelon and espresso.
What?
Don't knock it till you try it. Right. Anyways, we put a little mojo in our pork chop. We did a little air sucker outer, and we got those mojos, that pork chop marinating. We threw those one-inch thick pork chops into 140-degree water
Perfect.
For about 3 hours.
Nice.
And then we took them out, and we squeezed a whole bunch of lime over them all, about a quarter of a lime per chop.
Okay.
And then about a tablespoon of Voodoo Red for every chop.
Okie dokie.
And then we did a little reverse sear. They're already cooked. They're ready to rock and roll. You could eat them right there. But we want to sear them and get that Maillard reaction on the outside. That's the caramelization of the meat.
Yeah.
That's that hard, that brown stuff that looks so yummy and tastes so good.
Of course.
And we seared it in a cast iron skillet, about 450 degrees.
Oh, my God.
And, Johnny, you know what we used, right? Bacon fat.
Of course.
So, you know, everybody's using olive oil in this
Hell
and that.
No.
We put straight bacon fat in there, and we seared them in the bacon fat.
Man, you a dirty man.
And I know, brother. That's how I roll.
Yeah.
We pulled them out, and we set them to let them rest for a little bit, because even though it was sous vide, we put that hard sear on them. We want to let them set for just a little bit.
Yeah.
Now, I am going to tell you, I cheated. I cooked my rice in advance. I had my rice cooked. I had little Voodoo Chef garlic butter to it.
Nothing wrong with that.
Some cilantro. But I took that pan that I seared the pork chops in, and I deglazed it with a little Woodford right out of the gate. I threw in some pepper, some onions, added the bacon back to the pan, put some red beans in there with a little chicken stock.
Okay.
A little more Woodford, because I don't know if you guys knew this. Woodford is a spinoff of Jack Daniels.
Yeah, well, you know what's funny is normally I'm a Maker's guy, and I do have a whole bottle of Maker's at home, but for the last two weeks, I've been drinking Woodford.
Dude, throw that stuff away. I'll tell you what. You give it to me, I'll give you a bottle of Woodford. Throw that Maker's. Wait. Did I give you the Maker's mark as a gift?
No. No, I bought it.
Throw that stuff out.
Sorry, man.
Throw the Makers away. I'll give you a bottle of Woodford.
My bad, dude.
A deal. I will trade you a full bottle of Woodford for full bottles of Makers, and I'm going to throw the Makers in the garbage.
Okay, fine.
So we got the Woodford red bean ragu.
Yeah.
And when I was plating, I wanted to try and stand the pork chop up, but to be real, the pork chop's so damn big.
Yeah.
It just kept falling over. So you know what? I stacked it on top of the rice, and I coated it with the red bean ragu because I wanted the Woodford sauce to coat that pork chop. And, you know, I took him inside. The girls tore them up.
Yeah.
Tore them up.
Oh, my God. It sounds awesome.
And the whole rest, the whole video is online. Check it out. You can check it out on the Johnny B page. You can find it on VoodooChef.com under the Voodoo Chef podcast. And it's inside the podcast with the episode with Richard Hales, where you can learn all about Society Barbecue coming to Tampa Bay.
Oh, man.
And Johnny B, you and I, we're going to go to, you know what? Wednesday, put it on the calendar.
I mean,
we're going to Bubba's.
Done.
And then we're going to go to Society.
Seriously, I'm locked in. Like, I have, and that's a good day, too, because if we end up, like, getting tipsy or eating way too much, we don't have to do the show until 10 o'clock on Wednesday, so I have plenty of time to recover. Hell,
well, I
yeah.
I got to be honest, I don't have to do the show at all, so I'll just Uber home.
And I broadcast from home, so I can do it in my underwear. It'll be fine. Oh, and I'll probably need to.
I'm in my underwear right now, but I'm standing out in the middle of the street.
I'm wearing nothing but a thong. But I can hardly wait
Cisco
to pick.
Cisco rocks. I don't know if you knew that. I'm a huge Cisco fan.
Well, this is silk, but, you know, whatever. I know. Was he in this group? I have no idea.
Thong.
Oh, that song. I thought you were talking about this. I've been playing this in the background because your description of the ragu got me high. Oh, yeah. Oh, freak me with that ragu and that pork chop, baby. Did you see my poor man's burnt ends I made earlier this week?
I did not. Where would I find? Oh, wait. No, I did.
Yeah, I put it on my Instagram.
$90 and took them back up to 205?
Yeah, bro.
I want some.
Dude, I saw somebody do it online, and I was like, wait a effing second, right? So instead of using brisket, use a damn chuck roast, and you treat it the same way. But, it was so good, dude. And if you – I tagged you in the post because I use Voodoo Dirt for my rub. And, yeah, you smoke the – the chuck roast, and you get it up to 165, then you take it off, and you rest it, and then you wrap it with butter. Sorry, the resting comes at 195, but you wrap butter,
what reminded me, because remember you put like a ton of butter in.
Of course,
that.
I did.
And then I almost used an official culinary term and said a F ton of butter.
Yes, I did. And then I got it up to 195 in aluminum foil. Then I took it out, rested it, and then you cube it up, and then you put a bunch of more butter, an S ton of butter, and then your favorite barbecue sauce and then some honey, and you just kind of slosh it around, and you put it in a pan, you put it back, and you get it up to about 203 to 205. Dude, it might have been the best burn-ins I ever had, and it was like $35 for 7 pounds of meat instead of $100. Pretty damn good idea.
Dude, I don't know if you know this. Doc Barbecue texted me and said, "Hey, who's this guy, Johnny B?"
Shut up. Dr. Barbecue knows who Johnny B is. That's funny. That's hilarious. But I look forward to hanging out with you Wednesday. We're gonna take a barbecue tour, and I'm gonna document the whole thing. It's gonna be fun.
And you know what, Johnny? I got you a present. I got you a 5-pound bag of dirt.
I need it. I'm down to the bottom.
Well, I gotta let all the voodies out there know there are very few places you can find Voodoo Chef dirt right now, and one of the places is not VoodooChef.com. I do not even have Voodoo Chef dirt. I've got a 5-pound bag for Johnny B because he is such a rock star.
That's right, bitch.
And that's his.
I'll bring you some of that. Will.
Thank you. You know who likes it too? My father loves the dirt.
Of course he does. Timbo. Anybody with a tongue.
He told me, he goes, "I need some more. I have a bottle for him. I'm gonna give him next time I see him."
Aww,
well, I'm gonna tell you. I don't complain much. I don't talk about politics much. But this whole COVID thing's got the supply chain messed up.
Yeah.
I cannot get bottles to put dirt into.
So man, you can put that in Coke dirt, bottles.
Dude, we're about doing that. I got some Gatorade bottles.
BYOB, man. You just have people show up.
We know I wasn't drinking it.
Right?
Big Eddie C was drinking some Gatorade at the house tonight.
Yeah.
I've got some Gatorade bottles in there. We might be putting it in there. But if you're looking for dirt, you're going to have to go to Pinch a Penny out in Lithia.
Yep.
You're going to have to go to Great Grills and More in Oldsmar, Just Grilling in Tampa.
Nice.
I have, you know what? Watch this. You're going to have to go to Jungle Gyms in Cincinnati, Ohio.
Damn.
Because I don't have dirt. And I'm not going to have dirt till March. So you know what, rock stars? Hit all those places up. Ace Hardware in Oldsmar has dirt. Eric doesn't have dirt.
Gotcha. All my friends in like the Brandon Riverview and Fishhog area, I send them all over to Pinch a Penny. I love those guys over there. They're very nice.
But
and
check out Sam, man. Sam's a rock star.
Sam's my guy. But he actually commented on my poor man's burn-ins. He was very sweet.
Johnny B's got dirt.
Don't come to my house, man. I got guns also. You know what I mean? don't die for no damn espresso rub. It ain't worth it. What?
Dirt is worth it, my man.
It's true. The other day, I'm not kidding. I twisted my ankle, and I just rubbed some dirt on it, like they say to do. You know, when you're a kid.
All better.
But
all
I put
better.
Voodoo dirt on it, and it was
all
dude,
better.
Seriously, I was jogging the next day. It was amazing.
And you and I don't jog. I mean,
I haven't jogged since 1990.
I read somewhere that running from false demons is a sin.
Yeah.
I haven't ran since then.
Look, I'm out of breath just thinking about it. We have a couple of calls on the line. I'm going to see if they actually want to talk to you and I.
That would be awesome.
Let's see what we got here. You're on the Johnny B Show. Who am I speaking with?
Johnny B.
Oh, my God. Who's this?
Big Willie Koontz is in the house.
Jesus Christ. What's up, Fake Kelly? How can I help you?
Fake Kelly.
Say it.
I did. What's up?
Who that?
All right. Good talk. Jesus Christ.
Who the hell was that?
You think you're the only one drunk, Chef? All right, this is nighttime radio. Hold on.
Wait, did Will Koontz just call the show?
No, that was somebody else. Hey, what's up? Who's this? Hello?
Let's talk about that pork butt.
What?
Let's talk about that pork butt.
What pork butt? I wasn't talking pork butt. We could talk pork butt. You want to talk pork butt?
Oh, no, it was chuck roast.
Yeah. What do you want to say?
Yeah.
All right, enough of that. I don't like his attitude. Don't you me, bitch. You called my show. Jack off.
Yeah, anyway. Yeah, yeah. They're a horrible band.
I know. What a What a whore. Call my show with some.
There's no plain white tees. Come on.
Yeah, what the hell? What's going on? Anyway, Chef, this has been another invigorating The Voodoo That We Do segment. Follow the Voodoo Chef on all social media, Voodoo Chef 13. Of course, voodoochef.com. That's where you can find tickets to Voodoo Valentine, where I'll be doing stand-up, and we'll be doing a pop-up restaurant and all the food and the yum-yums and the kitchen killers playing and live music. It's going to be a goddamn good time.
Johnny B.
What?
I want you and I to sit in with the kitchen killers.
No, yeah, we're taking over.
And just so you know, that's kitchen killers with a hard A.
Oh no. You gotta do the hard the hard A now, man. You can't be using the hard R. It's not acceptable.
No.
Right.
But hey, I do wanna say this.
Yeah.
You know, my page, we've almost hit 5,000 followers. We need to get people to switch over to the new page so that all the voodies have an opportunity to take part. Please go to Facebook at Eric Young's 13.
5,000 is not
at
bad.
Eric Young's
I'm not
13.
Bragging.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
That way we
I'm
can.
Not
no, it's not bragging, dude. I just want to make sure there's
that wasn't
room
me.
For
that's
all the
that was Alex Jones.
I'm not bragging.
He also said this.
I'll eat your ass.
Yeah.
Johnny, I love you, man.
Love you, pal. I will see you Wednesday. We're going to hang out.
Wednesday, 2 o'clock. Put it on your calendar.
It's in there.
And hey, you know what? All you B-holes, all you booties, if you want to join us, meet us at Wild Oak Barbecue on Florida Avenue.
Seminole Heights.
On Wednesday at 2 o'clock.
Oh, man.
Johnny B and myself are going to be there hanging out.
We're going to get
and,
raped.
And eating some barbecue.
Son of a bitch. We're going to get kidnapped. Way to go, pal.
Dude, it's okay, man. It's all for the show, right?
Oh, man, I don't care about getting kidnapped. You know why?
And maybe I'm immune.
They can't pick us up, Johnny.
It's true. Fat people are hard to kidnap. Yeah. Everybody knows that.
They can't lift me up.
All right, buddy. I'll be slippery because I'll be covered in barbecue sauce. All right, Chef. Have a great night, buddy. Tell all your friends you're hanging out with there that I said hi, and I will see you next week. We're going to eat barbecue, and then we're going to do a podcast. It's going to be fun.
Corey Canfield's daughter says, Johnny B., and his meatballs are the best thing in the planet.
What a
Make
sweetheart.
Sure you know that. Throw her some love.
I will.
Will Coons, even though you're eating vegan donuts, you're still my boy. Oh. You guys have an amazing night.
Thanks, buddy. You too.
See you, man.
Later, pal. There you go.
Love you guys.
Voodoo Chef.